Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotions from the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians. For I fear that perhaps when I come I may find you not as I wish, and that you may find me not as you wish, that perhaps there may be quarreling, jealousy, anger, hostility, slander, gossip, conceit, and disorder. Some things are fast. The cheetah can run at 75 miles an hour, and sailfish have been clocked around 70. A peregrine falcon can do 200 miles an hour, and an Oklahoma tornado is monitored at almost 300. Of course, all these are slowpokes compared to the average lightning bolt, which rips at 224,000 miles an hour. Last month, the University of Arizona research team added a new really fast thing to that list. The item was a germ-covered doorknob. To see how fast a single germ-covered item can spread, the team took a harmless virus to an office which had three entrances. They put that virus on one of those entrances. Amazingly, in 4 hours, that virus had been carried to half of the surfaces in the washroom, meeting, and dining areas, and even worse, was on the hands of half the office staff. The findings, which were shared with the 54th InterScience Conference and Antimicrobial Agents and Chemotherapy, shows how fast a virus can move and how quickly it can be spread. Now, even though I haven't done a scientific study, I'd like to add one more item to the list of fast things. My entry of fast-moving things would be a rumor. That's right, a rumor. It can be the kind of rumor which someone makes up as a malicious joke or to hurt another person, or it can be the kind of rumor which arises from an individual's sincere concern. As near as I can see, the speed of a rumor is not based on the intentions of those who created it. No, the quickness of a rumor's spread is in direct proportion to the story's darkness and the damage it can do. In other words, big damage equals high speed. Knowing the damage which can be caused by a swift-moving rumor, the Savior warns, "What comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander." In our text above, Paul echoes what the Savior had to say. All in all, Christians are warned they need to watch their tongues. Instead of gossip and rumor, we should, how did Paul say it to the church in Thessalonica? Encourage one another and build one another up, just as you were doing. Think for a moment. Consider all the church battles which might never have happened, of all the feelings which might not have been hurt, of all the personal wounds which might never have been sustained, if we had encouraged one another and built each other up. At the very least, such attitudes would have slowed the rumors down. We pray, Dear Lord, you created some things to move fast. Other things, like gossip and rumors, you would love to see stop dead in their tracks. Grant that my tongue may be in compliance with your wishes. This I ask in my Savior's name. Amen.